Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
You know the singer Jewel?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever happened to her?
Yeah.
She's still a thing?
Yeah, I think she still performs.
Okay. She'll be at Music Fest this
Has she had a hit since the 90s? I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. Lehigh Valley act now.
So she performed at RFK Jr.'s inaugural Maha Ball.
Oh, there was a Maha Ball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then she had to apologize for it because she came under fire for performing at the RFK Jr. Ball.
She bent the knee.
She did.
Oh, no, Jewel, I'm sorry. I got to wipe you off my Spotify playlist now.
This is Jewel on her Instagrams. Roll it.
And I am so sorry that I caused pain. Especially in my LGBTQIA+ community, because you guys are treasures.
Oh, boy.
You make the world a better place. You've made my life a better place.
There's Jewel.
All right, we got to pull up Jewel here. Let me see what she has on social these days. Jewel has 350,000 followers on X, and then you're going to bend the knee and apologize for attending a ball where the guy, all he wants to do is get rid of all the bad products that sicken us and poison us and kill us.
The DEI thing has been a huge talking point, especially on the TikToks. This federal employee is freaking out over Doge and not being able to work remote because DEI was abolished.
Well, how does DEI get you to work remote?
It's a great question. This is cut 7, Phil. There we go. Cut 7. This is my fault. What? Phil, start it over.
Okay.
There must be one of them curses in this.
Gotcha.
You curse.
One of them damn curse words.
All right, here we go. This is cut 7, and go.
As a government employee, what's so ironic about all of this going on with Trump making us go in person 5 days a week to promote efficiency and also establishing the Department of Government Efficiency, the Doge.
Doge.
What's really funny is because of all of this news and all of the change in policy, we are yapping more at work. We are trying to digest everything that's going on. We cannot get any work done because of how much information intake that existing in this administration requires. And we're not yapping just to yap. We're yapping because every single day a memo comes down from God knows where telling us that there's a new rule that we need to enforce that for a job that does not relate to what we're doing. You work for the FDA. Guess what? Now you're going to have to enforce immigration. Any federal employee, guess what? Go snitch on your colleagues if they do anything related to DEI now. Mm. This week has been such a whirlwind. I cannot get work done.
She can't get work done.
Right. Well, she's going to really lose her mind when she flips on the television later today and finds out that they've banned DEI in the military. Because Pete Hegseth's not playing around. You know, I'm actually going to amend my position a little bit for the sake of when I get home at 10:45 this morning, not being shot in the forehead by my wife. She just sent me a text. You do realize that I work full-time remote and you're bashing me. And then she calls me the J word. J-A-C-K. And then your keister on the back end, yeah. She goes, and I run circles around those who are in the office. Thank you very much. So I'm going to actually amend my position here.
Oh, stand tall, Kale.
For the betterment of my livelihood and returning tomorrow at 6 a.m. to give you the entertainment you've grown accustomed to. I don't want my federal or government employees working remotely on my dime. You want to do it as a private company, my wife's company, Odyssey sales reps, that's fine, knock yourself out. But if I'm paying your salary and I need to know that you are doing the right job and being efficient, that still does not sit well with me. And by the way, forget whether you're a state employee or a private employee. Do you really, and this also would go to my wife as well. It's not good to be inside all day. It's just not. Your motivation levels, you get lethargic. It's just, human beings were not meant just to sit around all day. Get going.
My question about federal workers, because I think in the private sector, they've determined this, that obviously people like your wife, she's working remotely, and I have a relative whose employer is actually in California, and these people are proven by the open, the free market, capitalist market, they've proven to be more efficient by working not in an office. Maybe it saves space, mm-hmm. office space, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then congestion, because like in some places they say, well, pollution, congestions, you can make that argument. So as long as somebody is evaluated to be as or more productive by working in that space, I'm cool with it. My inference here is that that's not what's going on at the government level, because we know that Mayor Sherelle Parker locally, when she came in, she one of the first things she did was out that situation and say, did you know that thousands of people have been working remote all these years? None of us knew. We knew some. We didn't know to that extent.
Well, that's unacceptable that you don't know.
We didn't know.
Right. I mean, how can somebody be collecting a check and you don't know the location of where they earn their living from? That's staggering to me.
Robot Speed 989 says, Kale backtracking faster than Jewel.
You're all special people.
Speaking of DEI, the Reverend Al Sharpton calls for a boycott of companies who don't support DEI during a press conference outside of Costco.
Okay. Where do you hear my take on this one?
Cut 35.
Corporations came forward and said, we're going to do diversity. We're going to do this because race needs to be dealt with. And Donald Trump to be able to cancel a commitment they made is an outright affront to the black community, brown community, LGBTQ, gay community, that, and women that they committed to. So that is why we will stand with those that stand with us. Costco's immediately stepped out and said that they will not back off DEI. On last Monday, Martin Luther King holiday, I announced that for 90 days we're going to research the company that we find that has made the most affront we would call a boycott. But today we are calling a buy-in. I have bought 100 people $25 gift tickets. We're going shopping at Costco because they've stood with us.
They stood with us.
If they stand with us, we will stand with them. People that do not stand with us, let Donald Trump stop us in 90 days from boycotting them. We will not pay to be rejected and disrespected. Thank you.
Well, the cash flow for the Reverend must have been drying up, because he's back to the grift now, man.
Oh,
he was on MSNB. He's fine.
Yeah.
He can't turn. He's like Tom Homan. He's in front of every camera and microphone imaginable.
Can't turn it off.
But let me ask you this. When we talk about DEI, why is it always the assumption that a marginalized community member is taking the position of a straight white man? Al Sharpton, I would ask you this. What if it was a lesbian female taking the job for a quota over a straight black male? Where would you stand on that? Because we always want to assume it's one person in one specific box versus the other. Well, what if we flip the variables around? Because it's like a little, like a Rubik's Cube. You can move this around any which way you want. And then secondly, I'm adamantly opposed to cancel culture, but I'm consistent with the boycotts. When we talk about boycotting corporations, two summers ago, summer of 2023, Kohl's, Target, all of the LGBTQ pride stuff. If you want to boycott a corporation, knock yourself out. So I won't ridicule them for boycotting Costco. I have more respect for you going after a big corporation than trying to put the Tewaminson Township solicitor out of work for doing a TikTok with Elon Musk. Like, that lady should not have to resign and fork over her $17 an hour job at the library because some numbnuts is in their underwear was bitching about it on social media. But you want to go after Costco? Knock yourself out.
I'm going to play Trump in, he stopped in Vegas Sunday, I think, and he stopped by the craps table, was the whole thing. But the UK, if I read some instant reaction.
Yeah, oh, we love fan mail.
Snowbunny Gal writes, as someone who was born and cursed with a large forehead, I am insulted. I am sorry. I didn't mean to insult you.
Well, look at my squash.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that there's a theme in some of these liberal meltdown TikTok videos that we play.
And Snowbunny Gal is not liberal, so she should be okay.
We love your beautiful forehead.
Yes.
Husker B says, have you ever been to Nebraska? Because I called Nebraska hideous. He says, it is far from hideous. I grew up there, and it is beautiful. It is a beautiful place with great people. You have no idea what you're missing. I have lived in Philly for 18 years, and I love 1210. Have listened to it for years. Your comments don't change that, but if you're going to call somewhere hideous, maybe going there would have been a great start before the ridiculous comment.
I'm just saying, would you rather vacation in the in the Gulf of Mexico or Nebraska? But you know what? Some people like the quiet, the flat ground.
Look, I'm all for. I want to move when they show me the door in this industry, which I'm sure I'll be soon. I want to move to a place where there are no people. So if that's Nebraska, fine.
I could see that. I could totally see you being in like Wyoming.
Yes, where there's nobody else. Yeah. That's where I want to.
You're like 6 miles from the next home.
In Exile in Jersey says, saw the sunrise over the Allegheny Plateau in central West Virginia this morning. Just stopped in Western Maryland for business. And once again, this freaking animal purchased nothing. So he went in, used the facilities at a gas station and purchased nothing.
Keep fighting the good fight, brother.
Boy, that's a throwback to last week.
Yep. A couple weeks ago.
Marcus Aurelius writes, if Jerry Blavitt was still alive, Jewel would be performing at one of his oldie shows. That's a good point. Trump was in Las Vegas too. He's busy over the weekend. He was in North Carolina, then California, then Las Vegas.
And by the way, before we continue with this, Dawn, did you notice? And I know, Greg, you will probably punt on this conversation, but that's fine. Did you see the outfit Melania wore as they boarded on Friday, Dawn?
She had
the little snow cap on.
I love the hat.
The aviator shades, the bubble jacket.
Yeah.
Solid look, right?
Love it.
Yeah, big upgrade from that goofy hat.
Everybody's losing their mind over the hat.
It's a bad
I think
hat.
It's kind of funny.
I like the Turd Ferguson hat from Celebrity Jeopardy. It's a big hat.
This is cut 23. When Trump stepped onto the casino floor, chants of USA started. Roll it.
Yeah.
USA!
Circus Sportsbook.
USA! USA! USA!
Just walking around the casino floor. You know, Bill Maher said something over the weekend that I really believe, and there's an article in the New York Times over the weekend too about how parents talk to their MAGA sons. That was literally the headline.
I'm gonna look that up. We might talk about that.
But they were Bill Maher said the Democrats did something that I never thought was possible. They made Trump cool.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal, I've been sitting on it for like 3 or 4 days, about how college students now are trending Republican, and it's not just in select areas. We might have to do like a little like culture conversation on the dynamics here in the shift.
Especially guys.
Yeah. What did you say? New York Times, what's the article called?
How to Talk to Your MAGA Son. How to Talk to Your MAGA Son, or How Parents Are Supposed to Talk to the MAGA Son, I forget about it.
Yep, there he goes. When Your Son Goes MAGA.
Yep.
Oh, boy. They make it sound so bad, like he joined Al-Qaeda.
Well, what's interesting about this article is that it used to be, even in 2017, it used to be the younger, or, you know, the kids were rebelling against the, you know, conservative parents, mm-hmm. right? You know what I mean? Like the MAGA father or the MAGA mother, you know what I mean? Now it's the opposite. Now it's the liberal parents having a MAGA son, and they don't know how to deal with it.
So they've gone from, okay, whatever you say, boomer, to...
Yes.
And I know that you were kind of going down a certain road here. Do you think that this is at least the mindset of a rebirth of, even though they're not Gen X, it's the Gen X mentality, right? To some extent?
Yes.
You agree?
Yeah. I mean, it's...
As a Gen Xer,
yes, it's the rebellion. It's it's the rebellion nature of it.
But all you're really rebelling against is things like, dudes cannot become women, and I want law and order.
What I believe they're rebelling against is that you are 18 years old, 19 years old. You have to be a liberal. You know what I mean? Like that's what you know. It's this thing. You know the old adage: if you're 18 and you're not a liberal, you don't have a heart, and if you're whatever, not conservative, you don't have a brain.
Yeah.
They're rebelling against that.
I think it's also this rebellion of this, the attempted shaming of you as a type A alpha, right?
Yeah.
Like we talked about it during the election back in the summer and the fall. Remember when they tried to tell us that Doug Emhoff and Tim mm-hmm. Walz were masculinity in the modern era
mm-hmm.
and nobody's buying that?
Yeah.
Like, don't shame somebody because they're a type A.
We should break.
All right, Harry Mays is coming up bottom of the hour. We'll get a big three, music, movies, all the other stuff that you love in the 9 o'clock hour as we continue here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app. It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by Piazza Auto Group today. Number one, immigration crackdown. Trump administration has wasted no time, and it's ongoing. This is a breaking news story and continuing today with fulfilling his campaign promise to conduct these arrests and deportations of illegals who are violent criminals. So nearly 1,000 arrests reported across the United States amid President Trump's immigration enforcement blitz, many calling this shock and awe. 1 week ago today, remember, he just became president. So in addition to these so-called enhanced targeted operations that were announced by ICE agents, that was in Chicago. We've been telling you about that this morning. Immigration enforcement actions reported over the weekend in the Atlanta area, as well as Colorado, Los Angeles, Austin, Texas. We told you last week about the ones that happened in Boston. These operations expected to continue this week. And just yesterday, Trump also imposing and then suspending that 25% tariff on Colombia as long as the country agrees to accept deported migrants being returned on U.S. military planes. So in this sense, the 25% tariff threat worked, and now they're going to be, it's going to go through. So we've got that going on. Today here in our area, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, across the country, and around the world, this is Holocaust Remembrance Day. World leaders gathering in Poland today, as well as Trump administration officials, marking 80 years since the liberation of the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camps. Nazis obviously murdered more than 1 million people at just one of those camps over 5 years, from 1940 to 45, more than 6 million Jews killed during the Holocaust. So a place where we're going to see all day throughout the day many of these commemorations. And I believe that we'll hear remarks from President Donald J. Trump as well. Number three, we've talked about the GOAT. We've talked a lot about our own Jalen Hurts, our QB, as we now head to the Super Bowl. Eagles against the Chiefs.
The Eagles.
Patrick Mahomes. But actually, the GOAT I'm referring to is not who is the GOAT, who's the greatest of all time. I'm referring to an actual G-O-A-T, Matt, whatever they say. There was a GOAT loose in South Philadelphia last night. I don't know if it was somebody trying to make a pun about the fact that we won the NFC Championship. I don't know if if this was just somebody's GOAT that happened to just party with people. I don't know what was going on. But
was he undocumented?
He was fully documented.
Okay.
An actual goat.
Okay.
That was in South Philadelphia running around. The goat is fine. It's a very cute goat, by the way.
Yeah. The goat's Tom Brady until further notice. So all those, Patrick Mahomes is going to win three in a row. Is he the goat? I'll blow my head off.
Well, we are sponsored by Piazza Auto Group, our goat here, right? Experience the difference from Piazza Hyundai of Pottstown and Westchester. Shop their extensive inventory of new as well as certified pre-owned Hyundai models like the Santa Fe, the Tucson, the Palisade. Check them out online, PiazzaHyundai.com. Thank you, Piazza Auto Group, for sponsoring Big 3.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Harry Mays will join us on the other side as he is on special mission in the state of Florida. I can't really give the specifics, but he will join us, and he will join us on Zoom. So if you're on YouTube, stay there. If not, get on over. We'll talk a little NFC Championship and Super Bowl with Harry Mays next here on Kale & Company.
When it comes to your home, trust is everything, right? For 45 years, Kitchen Magic has built quite a reputation for transforming kitchens with such professionalism, precision, and care. From the custom cabinets they do in-house to the countertops, backsplashes, to storage solutions, they get the job done fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. Trust the name your neighbors have relied on for decades, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation. Just go to kitchenmagic.com. Let's cook up something extraordinary. KitchenMagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, Harry. How are we doing, pal?
Good morning, Nick. And I was listening to Dawn's report. Tom Brady was loose on the city last night after the game.
Yeah, he was seeking out avocado oil and pink Himalayan sea salt.
Exactly. What? I know there's some restaurant down in South Philadelphia that he really loves. And he frequents it every time he's here to do a game. So
Brady?
I
really?
Imagine he, yeah, Brady.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably.
Yeah, I'll find out the restaurant and I'll text it to you.
All right, beautiful.
Dawn is like, yes, please.
Yes, please.
Hercules.
You know, a lot of things that stood out yesterday, but, you know, we live in this era, and you and I talk about it, and everybody talks about it, how great the quarterbacks are in the AFC with Mahomes and Allen and Burrow and Lamar Jackson. Yet here the Eagles are, and not a slight at Jalen Hurts, because he's a good quarterback. He's making $50 million. But it's honestly refreshing that the Eagles can run the ball, jam it down your throat, and play great defense. In a way, it feels like the old glory days of football, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of team that we always wanted Andy Reid to have here in Philadelphia. At least I did, and I think you did as well.
Yep.
Back in the old sports radio days. I love, you know, you and I both love a heavy run focused football team. And that's what you got here with, you know, with the best back in the business. And, you know, credit again to Howie Roseman. Every time I watch the Eagles and he's running off a 50 or 60 plus yard touchdown run, you just got to credit Howie Roseman for going out and getting this guy. I mean, you think about what that has done for this offense, for this quarterback, you know, and he finally has an offensive line to run behind. It's just awesome to watch. And you think about what Howie Roseman did on the defensive side, too. This Zach Bond has been an incredible acquisition. You know, just a guy that was below the radar, you know, a special teams fourth, fifth linebacker, whatever he was in New Orleans. You know, I didn't even know who this guy was. You know, like, I remember him briefly at college. I think he played at Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was an afterthought with the New Orleans Saints, who are not a good football team. He comes here and is in Fangio's defense, and he's a star. And then you think about the two defensive backs that they drafted early in the draft. That, you know, what those guys have brought to this team. It's just remarkable the year that Howie Roseman has had. And, you know, now they're in the Super Bowl for the second time in 3 years. You get a rematch against Andy Reid and the Chiefs. You got to stop all this Bundle Roosky nonsense, okay? The Eagles have to squash this.
I know.
Okay. I emptied out every one of my online wagering accounts this morning, Nick, while you were getting ready to go on the air about 5:45, and dumped it all on the Eagles either plus 1.5, or I took the money line at plus 100 or plus 110, wherever I could get it. Mm-hmm. And I'm driving to Jersey later this week to use my Bet365 and my Caesars account, because I can't do it here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how bullish I am right now on the Eagles.
I'm just so exhausted by all of it, whether it's Mahomes, whether it's Reed, Kelsey, and that's Travis, that's Jason, that's Donna, that's Taylor. I can't take any
the more.
The mom. We're going to have 2 weeks of this buildup. They have got, and then on top of it, if they win this game and three-peat, which would be the first time in the Super Bowl era, we are never going to hear the end of it. The Philadelphia Eagles, I know we get laughed at, we get ridiculed, our fans are all their savages. I actually think Philadelphia will be America's team in 13 days, because I think a lot of people are like us, where we're done with the Chiefs and the Kelseys and everything that goes with it.
Yeah, and I love Mahomes. Don't get me wrong.
So do I.
He's terrific. And, you know, he's just so good. And, I like him. I think I'd like him as a guy. I don't know him. But it's the Kelce thing. And, you know, it's too much. It's too much. It's got to end. You know, let's start putting Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts in these State Farm commercials and be done with it.
Yes. Speaking of being done, the Bills are done. I don't know that Josh Allen is ever going to beat Mahomes unless they can get the one seed and host that game.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on the way that game ended with Josh Allen, the quarterback sneak, and the referees being involved yet again, where Kansas City's the benefactor.
Yeah, that was the 4th and 1 at the Kansas City 41. I thought it was a terrible spot. In fact, you saw one ref come out, and it looked like he obviously made it. I thought he made it on first glance. I'm like, that's first down. And then all of a sudden you get the other guy coming in behind the first down marker, and, you know, everything's unofficial. And then they go to the review, and sure enough, it, you know, the call stayed as it was on the field, and no first down. They were up 22-21 at that point. You know, who knows if they go on and score there, whether it's a field goal or touchdown, but that was huge. And these things always seem to fall on the side of Kansas City, but And I know there's conspiracy theorists out there that think it's rigged and, you know, it's all for Travis Kelce. He's going to retire with his third straight Super Bowl. And he and Taylor Swift are going to go off to Rhode Island and live happily ever after and all that stuff. But, you know, that may be the case. But the Chiefs make the plays they need to make when they need to make them.
Mm-hmm.
They just do.
Yep.
You know, and you got to give them credit, man. I mean, this quarterback just finds a way. It doesn't always look pretty. It might be, you know, where he's flopping a little bit here and there and going out of bounds and trying to get hit going out of bounds and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he makes the plays he needs to make.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Milano face mask was huge, too. I know nobody's talking about that. But you give that team 15 yards, you know, I mean, right there, you know, I had a feeling, oh, boy, you know, they're going to score.
Mm-hmm.
And once they got that face mask, you know he's going to make – he made the play to – I forget the name of the rookie wide receiver they have a couple plays later, and that got him really into position. And then you just knew, you know, they're going to convert. Yep. So
I know we're getting ahead of our skis here, and you don't want to touch the money, as they say. But say the Philadelphia Eagles win the Super Bowl. With Trump in the White House right now, do the Eagles go to the White House?
Ooh. They better.
No, seriously.
They better.
Seriously.
Yeah, you got to honor the office, don't you?
Did they go in because they won in 18, right?
When they were a little more woke, but I think they will go this time around.
When they won it with Foles, did they not go?
I don't know.
I don't remember. That's a long time ago, Nick.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Phil and Jimmy, we got to get a list of franchises that have skipped the White House in the last 8 years for Trump or Biden. I'm just curious to see who's passed. And we can maybe get that tomorrow for sure.
But
I did not recall that.
I mean, with the Chiefs, I mean, with Andy Reid, you know, they definitely would go and have. But that I don't think the Eagles did.
Would the Chiefs go with Trump? I don't know. Patrick Mahomes and his...
Mahomes is a Trumper.
Mahomes is a Trump
Andy
guy.
Andy Reid, their kicker, remember?
Yeah.
He's done all that.
Yeah, the kicker,
Bunker.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But we don't... I mean, I don't know about the Eagles, guys. I'm telling you.
It's a different landscape nowadays, though.
Agreed.
Yeah, it is.
Trumpism is popular.
White House, they did not. They were supposed to visit. The visit was canceled.
COVID. Okay.
I know we're getting ahead of our skis here.
Yeah.
You don't want to touch the money, but I'm just saying it's going to be very interesting because of who's on Pennsylvania Avenue right now.
That's a good point.
That will be interesting.
All right. Thank you very much, Harry. We appreciate the time, bud.
You got it.
You're
anytime.
Best,
you got it. There he is. Harry Mays joining us to break it down as he does. And we'll do that again 2 weeks from today. Win or lose as the Eagles and Chiefs get set for the rematch. We'll come back, find out what occurred today in music history with Phil Omquist, what's on tap for the Dawn Show, and what Jimmy Kelly has lined up for our morning mystery movie clip. It's all still ahead. Stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
What occurred today in music history?
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Today, January 27th, we celebrate the birthdays of Mike Patton from Faith No More, who's 57. Brian Downey from Thin Lizzy, who's 74. Seth Justman from the J. Geils Band, who's also 74. And Nick Mason from Pink Floyd, who's now 81. And heavenly birthday shouts to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, born in 1756. Who else is saying that? I am. We also lost Floyd Sneed from Three Dog Night on this day in 2023, and Pete Seeger in 2014. Singles include Illegal Alien by Genesis in 84. Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper on the same day. Addicted to Love by Robert Palmer in 86. And Heartbreak Hotel by Elvis in 1956. Albums include Moondance by Van Morrison in 70. Feared by Papa Roach in 2015. The Ultimate Sin by Ozzy in 86. Big Rocks by Crocus in 2017. And Chaos in Color by Uriah Heep in 2023. Also in 2015, Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne were given songwriting credits for Sam Smith's song Stay With Me, due to similarities with I Won't Back Down. In 77, The Clash signed with CBS Records. In 73, Stevie Wonder was atop the singles chart. In 80, AC/DC played their last show with Bon Scott. In 84, Michael Jackson filmed an ad for Pepsi, which resulted in some stray pyro setting his hair on fire. And in 2014, Billy Joel began his residency at Madison Square Garden. I went twice, including last year on his birthday. But lastly, another concert announcement, because they're Fast and Furious now. Simple Minds, Soft Cell, and Modern English will be at the Man on June 14th. Tickets go on sale this Friday. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Omquist. Probably.
And Phil will probably be there.
Yeah, probably.
My microphone.
By the way, is there somebody back there answering phones, Phil? Because
right.
We need a winner.
Yeah.
Somebody answer the phone.
Jimmy Kelly's looking for Waldo. Trying to find where's Waldo. All right, but without further ado, we find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show, which is coming up in just about 6+ minutes.
Yeah, so why is stock market crash a trending term right now and hashtag? So it's a story of DeepSeek. If you don't know what DeepSeek is, an AI will tell you all about it, but it explains why the markets are down this morning, way down, and what that means for big tech. We'll talk to Guy Shiraki about what's going on in Pennsylvania. We've got it all covered locally, nationally, a lot of Trump news. There's so much breaking as now ICE. Where are they going next? Because ICE, DEA, they're out in full force. So we'll bring you the important update. Yes, Greg? Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, sorry.
We just have so much going on this morning. There's a lot breaking, a lot of Trump news, a lot of local news. We've got it all covered for you.
Jimmy Kelly says the winner was Barb and the movie was Invincible.
Okay.
By the way, as far as what teams have not attended the White House, I just looked this up. Fieldstonnews.com wrote an article about this in December of 2020, right as Trump was leaving the White House. Teams like Villanova men's basketball, North Carolina men's basketball, the Virginia Cavaliers men's basketball, the Philadelphia Eagles, as well as some women's athletics, Notre Dame women's basketball, the WNBA Seattle Storm. They say in the first 2 years of Trump's presidency, 20 major league sports teams won championships, but only 10 of those teams either visited or received the White House invitation.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there you go. Wow. I think the Eagles will change their tune this time around.
Do you?
That will be my guess.
I don't.
Okay.
By the way, guys, can we wish a happy birthday to Newman Price, who's 50 today?
Wow, happy the big 5-0.
Can we end the show? He gave this to me on Monday to play.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I'm last Monday. I mean, but
at the inauguration.
Yeah, we'll get to it now on behalf of his 50th birthday.
Okay.
You cool with us going out with this, Kale?
Sing us on the way out here, Newman.
All right, here we go.
The following app.
Oh no. Happy birthday.
No way.
Oh, crash.
To you.
Uh-oh, did it crash?
Uh-oh.
Happy birthday.
Hang on, everybody.
To you.
Hang on, everybody.
3, 2, 1.
Mr.
Three rack this sucker.
What could possibly go wrong,
happy
right?
Happy birthday.
It was pretty good, too. I listened to the MP3 last week when he sent it.
And many more.
All right.
Yeah, it's the Biden thing, right?
Happy birthday. We love
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
The Kamala gone, Joe be gone.
In my family, we do the hula.
The following ad is a parody. Conservatives likely understand this. The day that you've been waiting for is finally here. Relief is in sight. Introducing from the makers of Kamala gone. It's all new Joe be gone. Have you been a raging lunatic since November? Well, if you have, unlike Kamala gone, you will likely only have to take Joe be gone. Just a single time for a lifetime of relief. Imagine living life free from
tripping up the stairs, constantly craving ice cream and butterscotch pudding, always having an urge to fight people at the school gym, falling asleep during important meetings or in front of world leaders, babbling on and not making one bit of sense.
Remember that Joe Be Gone is not a substitute for Kamala Gone, and you only need to take Joe Be Gone. If you're suffering from TDS, there is no need to take Joe Be Gone. If you are conservative or a rational thinker, Joe Be Gone can act as a booster for Kamala Gone. But you will likely need an additional booster of Kamala Gone in 4 years. So remember, if you're looking for some mental clarity and would like to gain control of your life, try either Kamala Gone or Joe Be Gone. Because it's time to live life awake, not woke. Joe Be Gone. Be gone. Be gone.
Dawn is next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale & Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.